Okay, so we are...
We're in public comment.
We're in public comment, excuse me.
I haven't checked them off.
Thank you, Mr. Holly.
Public comment.
This opportunity for those individuals to be heard before the commission on matters not before the commission on their agendas. Anyone who wishes to be heard by the commission in public comment section? Yes, sir. Counselor?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bowman, chairman, members of the commission. My name is Thomas Dix, attorney, and I'm from Accomack, Virginia.
Good to have you over, sir.
Thank you. And I'm here today to represent Mr. Vaughn C. Pruitt, Jr., who's seated back there near where I was seated. Mr. Pruitt, I put it in past tense, I guess, was the holder of Oyster Grand Lease, three parcels in Occoquan Creek, which is in Accomack County. Unfortunately, Mr. Pruitt, sometime after 2007, changed his mailing address. May I approach?
Yes, you may.
I have some copies of the 2007 bill, Mr. Bowman.
Thank you.
That shows that he received that one at that mailing address, which was a P.O. Box 73 in Nancock, Virginia. And that 2007 bill was paid. That's his check number noted on there, his payment. Sometime after that notice going out, Mr. Pruitt and Ms. Pruitt changed their address to a post office box, 73, or in Belhaven. Therefore, it was P.O. Box 133 in Belhaven, Virginia. That's what they changed it to. Unfortunately, they did not get the bill for 2008, so they didn't pay the bill. Just recently, in the last couple of 3 weeks, one of the DMRC officers came to their house and said, it's July and you've lost, you know, this lease has been terminated based on non-payment. So Mr. Pruitt contacted me, and I've had a nice conversation with Mr. Badger. He's been most helpful to me. I looked at the Code of Virginia. I will say that my client, Mr. Pruitt, has a large financial investment. It's approximately 26.3 acres in these three parcels that were under lease. He's asking that the commission consider reinstating this lease. I have looked at the code, and one of the requirements, it appears, is that the person is notified. That's 28.2-620.
That's correct.
And I don't know whose fault, who you want to point the finger at, but Mr. Pruitt was never notified. And he has been a great steward of this ground. And he grows oysters out there. He's ready and willing to pay this amount of money anytime, today or whenever. And he's asked me to come here today and speak for him. If there's any questions, we'll be glad to address them. He did have some health issues during this period of time, too. But he just never received a notice. And I talked to Mr. Badger, and the number two here requires that if there's no answer on the first one, that a certified mailing go out. Well, that came back to the office, too. It was never served. And we're here today asking for some relief, if it's possible.
Well, you'll also note that on the Oyster Grand lease rent statement in bold letters, address correction is your responsibility.
Yes, sir.
He's not going to receive the mail if he hadn't corrected the address. And the second notice of certified mail is going to be returned because it's going to the same address. It's never been corrected as is required by his own actions. So we've got to make sure that we have the commission. We make mistakes here, but I'm not going to own up to this one. This is not our fault, plain and simple. Now, the concern that I have, and I have discussed it with Mr. Badger, I've discussed it with Mr. Grab, is I don't know anywhere in the code that allows for the commission to reinstate a license. He can reapply for the license, and we would readily process his reapplication, but I think it would be an unlawful act because it's not allowed by code to reinstate it per se. Has he reapplied for it?
He has.
He has.
Already, yes, sir. He has already filed a reapplication or an application.
Okay. Yes, sir.
One more
Absolutely.
Thing. They, Mr. Pruitt also receives correspondence from VMRC about rockfish tax.
Okay.
And so they knew his address, and so he was getting that correspondence, and he relied, and in the law we say, to his detriment on the fact that of that. So, I mean, but it is true. It's clear right on there. It's his responsibility. I see that.
They're different databases.
And they are different databases. And I explained to him, I said, you know, probably the left hand doesn't know what to write. Something like that. And they weren't supposed to. You know, it was just
okay.
Different office. But he has applied.
Where, Mr. Badger, where's Hank? Long day. Do we know, has anyone else put an application ahead of his for any of this ground that's in dispute? Or is there anything that the commission... all we can do, Mr. Dix, honestly, is process as rapidly as we can the reapplication. And we'll be glad to do that.
There's a couple of issues going on here. We can supply with one application to cover all three of those X leases.
Okay.
There is SAV throughout the entire area.
Okay. Is there any SAV where he's got shell stock right now?
And once you get outside the nets, yes.
Okay.
So it is going to be a different type of lease, and it's probably going to be in three parcels again. Because of the SAV in the area. We can't make it in one big lease.
Right.
I suspect we can make it small enough. There will probably be some SAV inside of it because of the leases and the squares and in between it. But he's not even going to end up with as much as he's got now, unless you survey the old plans were.
Well, with the SAV present, though, that's contrary to...
Yes.
This is more, gentlemen, I think this is more administrative than permission-oriented. What? I want to do anything I can to help the client. I really do. And the commission concurs. Go ahead, Hank.
When we started looking back into this, we had received all three notifications from the September, December penalty, and certified. They all came back to us. So it's no question he was not... server notice correctly, even though it's their responsibility.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this, Mr. Dix? Why don't we expedite, have Hank to work on the reapplication, move along. It is apparent to me that the investment your client has is not in any way in jeopardy of compromise. What may be a problem is there may be a situation where he doesn't have as much ground as he did initially because of the encroachment of the SAV after the lease expired. But we will do whatever we can, and if there's a problem throughout the process, give me a call or give Mr. Grab or Hank a call, and we'll work through the process.
I appreciate you, Hank.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes,
anyone else in the public wish to be heard? Mr. Hollowell? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Mr. Bowman and staff, my name is Robert Hollowell. I've been commercial fishing on the beach of Lynn Haven for the last 40 years. It says here it should be unlawful for any person to remove fish from a pocket located in water that's less than 3 foot deep. And this happened to come up. I don't think when this was put in here it was meant for the same fishermen on the beach. I think it was meant for the boat fishermen in the grass to, you know, turn the bottom up. We have no grass at all there. I'd like, if there's some way possible, to maybe get this
worded a little different. Let me get Mr. Travelstead to address it, if you would. Jack?
Yeah. 6 years ago, that language that Mr. Hollowell just read was added to the regulation to address situations where haul seiners were not fishing their net from the beach but were fishing it from boats. At the end, once the net was pulled together, they would form a pocket out of the netting and bring boats alongside that pocket to brail the fish from the pocket into the boat. The problem that was occurring when they did that is they were damaging SAV with the props of their boats. And so the commission said, that's a fine process, but we want to move you into deeper water, deeper than 3 feet, so that those props don't kill the SAV, and you've had multiple annual reports from Dr. Orth on the, that situation and how the regulation has fixed that problem. Mr. Hollowell is one of the few haul seiners left in the bay that still fishes his haul seine from the beach. And he doesn't really form a pocket with his haul seine. He simply brings the bunt end of the net close to the beach and rails the fish while standing right there on shore. Well, if you read this language literally, his method of fishing is now has been unlawful for 6 years, and he's recently been told that by law enforcement. Well, it was never the intent that this language disrupt his type of fishing. There's no SAV in his area where he's fishing down there next to Lynn Haven Inlet. I think the solution to the problem is to add some language to the regulation that clarifies that this provision doesn't apply when the net is being fished from the beach and a pocket's not, and rather than from a vessel.
Okay.
We can hold a public hearing on that next month and have it in effect by the time he's ready to go fishing this fall.
Plausible me. We'll get a trade. We'll advertise it for public hearing and see what the public has to say, then vote on it. That's Rob Rand. Is there matters before the commission? Motion made by Mr. Holland to advertise for public hearing to correct the deficiency in the haul seine law. Seconded by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mr. Holland. Is there anyone else wishes to be heard?